Shalom Aleichem to all the wonderful listeners at this wonderful line, wherever you are at this point. Probably most of you are having some type of Hanukkah vacation now. So I'd like to share with you a very interesting, nice insight that can be really, really very helpful for Hanukkah and possibly, or more preferably, for the whole entire year. There's a famous pasuk in the end of Parshas Yisrei. It says over there, "V'chol ha'om re'em es ha'kelos." All of Klal Yisrael saw the kelos, saw the big thunders that went on during Matan Torah. And as we all understand, as Rashi explains over there, brought down from Chazal, that how could you see thunder? We all know you can't see thunder. Thunder is something that you hear. So, as Pashup Shad says, because during Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael reached unbelievable levels that literally they were able to see what normally you can hear. But there's a major, major insight, and Omer de Gevart, that I'd like to share with all of you. And the Sfasemes brings it down, and actually it's brought down from Chaim Volozhiner, that I believe he even said it over from the Gaon, which is a fascinating insight. And I will begin with saying this. All of you know, everyone is learning. Either you're learning Chumash, Gemara, whatever it may be. But let's focus a second on a Gemara. If you're learning with your Chavrusa, and you're in the middle of a Sugya, you're in the middle of learning a Gemara, and you have a Kasha, so you speak to your Chavrusa, and you say, okay, this and this is my Kasha. So your Chavrusa is going to say, okay, so I have the Pshat. This is the answer. Now, at that point, when you're hearing the Chavrusa's answer, or whatever it may be, right away, naturally, a person says, I hear. I hear. Now, I hear means either yes or no. Now, what happens if your Chavrusa takes out a sefer from the shelf? He goes to the shelf and he takes out a Rashba. He takes out a Kovis Mefarshim and he browses through and he finds, oh, look, the Rashba says it. Right away, you say, I see. Now, what just changed from I hear to I see? What changed is quite simple. Till now, it was I hear. That means either yes or no. The minute you see it right away, you see it blank on the Rashba, or let's whatever it may be, then it's I see. When you see something, it's fact. You can't go against it. Klal Yisrael, during Matan Torah, reached such unbelievable levels that they saw the thunder, meaning the thunder, meaning to say everything that went on during Matan Torah. Hashem's showed himself to us. He gave us the whole entire Torah. All our neshamas were there. Every single one of us were there. Every single one. So we saw it. We had it b'chush. It became part of our whole metzias. It wasn't just I hear. They saw it. They saw. Now throughout life, there's two ways to look at things. Either I hear what's going on or I see what's going on. When you look at something naturally, then right away your response may be, okay, interesting, I hear, oh, wow. But the minute you relate to thing, and let's take it as anything in Ruchnius, if you want Ruchnius, if you want Torah mitzvahs, Avedis Hashem, to be part of you, then you have to make it be, I see, not just I hear, because if you're just going to say, I hear, that the same way you hear from one ear, it could literally go right out from the other ear. It doesn't stay by you. That's why many times, unfortunately, we have things in our life, and we all make mistakes, but that's part of it. Because we see so many different things, and we want to relate to it. I hear, oh, this is such an interesting thing. But if we relate to the fact that anything that comes to me, I want to relate to it as far as a seeing process, then we only naturally would want to see things that are really, really, really good for us. So anything that we do is, I see. Wow, it's a whole different perspective. Now, Dafka and Chanukah, out of all mitzvahs, there's a special mitzvah. If someone passes by in the street and he sees Ner Chanukah, as the Gemara says, Re'eh Ner Chanukah, he makes a bracha. Big machlekes in the Rishonim, if the bracha is said, even though he possibly made already a bracha in his own house and his own adlokas ner Chanukah, but according to some Rishonim, there's a separate mitzvah, even if you did make a bracha and you see The Ner Chanukah, you have to make a new
bracha.
So from Ner Chanukah, we see this unbelievable thing, that everything goes by I see, and that's why the Ner is Chanukah are so unbelievable, are so special, and that's why it's brought down that we can see the Eragonas in the Ner is Chanukah. It's all there, because when we relate to the fact that I see, then it becomes a Metzius. It becomes part of us. And anything we go through life, if we take this message, will literally be changed people. Let this message of Roya Ner Chanukah, let this message of looking into the Neiris Chanukah, into the unbelievable Neiris, let it become part of us. And this way our Heilige eyes could become more Heilig and more Heilig. I'll share with you a quick story. As there was a person by the name of Rabbi Ari Ben Shushan, and what he said was a fascinating thing. This goes back many years ago, even before he got married, and he was very sick. He was struggling with the bitter machla many, many times. And he was getting so scared. He didn't know what he should do. He didn't know if he ever get married. So he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he went to the Heilige Tzaddik, Rabbi Elazar Abuchatzira Zecheinu Levracha, and he asked him, Rebbe, what should I do? What should I do? I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. Forget about tomorrow. What's going to be now, in a minute from now? And Rabbi Elazar Abuchatzira Zecheinu Levracha looked in his eyes and said, don't worry, Ari, it's all going to be good. Invite me to your chasana. He said, Rebbe. And he caught himself. The Rebbe said, I'm going to have a munah bitachin. I'm going to invite you to my chasana. Fast forward, he went on a while later, not too much longer, he became a chasin. The machla has totally left him, and he got married, and he flew down to Eretz Yisrael once again to invite Rabbi Elazar Abuchatzira to his wedding. What happened over here? How was he able to see it? You know why? Because he saw that he had this unbelievable message. He precisely took his vision, never looked at anything else. They say that he never picked up his eyes. He used to wear like a cloth over himself. Literally didn't look out of his Dalet Amis, or even more so. His eyes were so, so heilig. When you protect your eyes on such a high spiritual level, then you could see miles and miles and miles away, because our eyes are connected to our neshtama. Our eyes is even connected to our brain, as brought down in many Heilige Sfarim. So the reason why we have a problem looking forward, we could see a few feet, possibly a little bit more, but we'll stop right there. You know why? Because how much do we protect our eyes? So this is another message from Ner Chanukah, how if we protect our eyes and we use it right and we only use it for looking at good things, heilige things, then we could see so much further. May Hashem protect us, that we should always go through life with v'cholam royenes akeilis, to take these keilis of Matan Torah, to take everything we got b'shas Matan Torah, and take it further and further and further, and only always be, I see everything, and we'll become unbelievable people, and we should be zeiche to have an unbelievable rest of Chanukah, and take this throughout the whole year, and become heilige people, and may Hashem bench us, that this should hopefully be the last Chanukah in Golus, and to experience the Zeus Chanukah that we're about to experience, which Zeus means this is it. This is Chanukah. This is the final, final message of as brought down in Heilige Sfarim and Bnei Yisachar and others, that Zeus is a Hamshech to Yom Neiraim, that it all ends now. And again, we should be Zeuche. This should be our last Chanukah in Golus, and we should be Zeuche to real v'sechzeno einenu b'shufcha l'tziyayim b'rachamim v'mheira v'yameinu amein v'amein.